Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The United Kingdom, along with many other nations, now are pushing back against the World Health Organization in anticipation of the upcoming World Health Assembly later this month. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is all very positive movement going from these other countries against the WHO and their so-called treaty and their amendments to the IHR, et cetera, et cetera. Now, it's not over, but it is good movement. First of all, we see Great Britain now refusing to sign the WHO's pandemic treaty and the amendments because it says the country would have to give away one-fifth of its diagnostics, therapeutics, or vaccines, according to the recent draft being negotiated.
See, one of the things that recently came up, in addition to all the other problems with the so-called pandemic treaty slash agreement, sometimes they try to call it that to get around the two-thirds vote of the U.S. Senate, and the amendments to the international health regulations, they've added on some of these other items that has caused countries like Great Britain to push back. And these items are that they want these other countries to receive free medications and vaccines from nations like Great Britain and the United States. And so they want it distributed based upon equity. Mm-hmm. So some of these countries that may be concerned about giving up their sovereignty, some of the so-called poorer countries, and I'm speaking particularly of some of the African countries.
Right.
Some of the African countries, they may not want to give up their sovereignty, but what they are being enticed by the WHO and the United States is that if you sign on to this, then you'll have your health care paid for. You'll be getting vaccines at no cost to you because this agreement will require the distribution of medications and vaccines based upon equity. In other words, wherever the WHO says that they need to be distributed. So Great Britain says, well, wait a minute, that means that 20% of all of the medications and the vaccines that we prepare, that we create, the testing, the treatments, all of that, 20% of it will have to actually leave the UK to be distributed at no cost to other countries around the world,
right,
based upon the WHO's own decision making.
I mean, you pull it right from the draft of this pandemic agreement. It says real-time contributions of relevant diagnostics, therapeutics, or vaccines produced by the manufacturer, 10% free of charge and 10% at not-for-profit prices during public health emergencies of international concern or pandemics to be made available through the network established under Article 13 for the use on the basis of public health risk, needs, and demands. So you see that, for example, a country like UK, which is large, which has more money, would have to give and provide all of these health issues, all of these diagnostics, vaccines, et cetera, to smaller countries. That's nothing to do with
and
equity,
it's countries
equality.
That may or may not be smaller because equity actually can be that they want to give it to countries based upon not their size. It could be their size. It could be their economic status. It could
right.
be their religious status. It could be whether or not they are promoting abortion versus a nation that is restrictive on abortion. It would be totally within the WHO's sole discretion because they use the word equity. They will be the ones that will be the gatekeepers,
right,
and they will be the ones to say to Great Britain and to the United States, you have to give 10% free to this country, and the other 10% you have to get so that you get no profit from it.
Right. So that means that the 20% in support of global health equity, that means the remaining 80% remains beyond the reach of developing countries. That's really inequity.
Yeah. So this is part of what the WHO is pushing forward, and this is how they're trying to entice some of these other nations. All they need, by the way, is for these particular amendments to the international health regulations, they're doing two tracks, that plus the pandemic agreement. All they need is a majority vote. They just need a majority of their 194 nations. So they need 98 nations to sign on.
Right.
And consequently, they are trying to get some of these other nations to sign on by promising that the United States and Great Britain, they're going to be providing all this free medications, all this free treatment, all these free diagnostic studies and tests and so forth globally, and the WHO is going to be your friend, and they will come in and help you. So that's how they're trying to entice them. But the coalition is starting to fracture. We don't have yet enough nations to break that 50%. We're actually gaining steam. So we have the United Kingdom, Great Britain, which is huge. That's a huge development.
Right. And all this, you know, is going to take place next week, starting May 27th in Geneva, Switzerland. But we have some other countries as well that are not on board. For example, the Netherlands government has been instructed to delay the WHO votes or vote no by the lower house of parliament. You have Slovakia that says it will not sign current drafts of both documents. You have Croatia's new majority party, who is against the WHO's pandemic preparedness plan. And Italy's senator said Italy will vote no on the treaty, and furthermore, that there are 10 more months in which to reject the IHR amendments.
Yeah, so you have those. You also have, interestingly, and I'm actually surprised by this one, the Russian Federation that's pushing back on that. You got the Syrian Arabic Republic, Venezuela, Zimbabwe. You also have other countries that are pushing back as well. So you have about 15 nations, including those that were just mentioned by you, Holly, and others that are on our list in front of us, that are pushing back. And this is in addition to the country of Great Britain. And also, we have 14 members of the Australian Parliament. They have just called on their government not to just push back on the WHO hearing, the assembly coming up in May, but also to exit the WHO.
It's interesting. They've waited till the last minute, it seems, but they're finally waking up.
They say, here's an excerpt from what they have, these 14 members of the Australian Parliament have published. It says, quote, "The IHR amendments and the WHO pandemic treaty will transform the WHO from an advisory organization to a supranational health authority dictating how governments must respond to emergencies, which the WHO itself declares." It goes on to say, "For the reasons above, that outcome is well outside the jurisdictional competence of the WHO and the WHA, which is the World Health Assembly, and in any event, is unacceptable to many Australians. We call on the government to reject the IHR amendments and the WHO pandemic treaty at the WHA-77. Now, that is the World Health Assembly 77th convention meeting.
Yes, I've heard those words before, eh?
We have said that. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, you know, 3 years ago, we began messaging on the WHO. They now say the same thing, that this will transform them into an organization where it is no longer advisory, but will have dictating power on world governments and take away the sovereignty of those nations.
Well, you have to follow the dots. You know, as we've also said before, follow the dots to the WHO. Who is behind this? The globalist, the Marxist. It's run by a Marxist. It's funded by Bill Gates, Germany, other globalists. They want to take over the world, and this is their way to do it.
Well, Tedros came from his country, Ethiopia, and there he was basically run out because he was part of a Marxist organization. They were very violent. They suppressed the media. He gets run out of that particular country. And then a few months later, lo and behold, he appears as the director general of the World Health Organization. Why? Because China wanted him there. Mm-hmm. And Bill Gates, the private funder, the largest one, actually wanted him there as well because they like his ideology. And he is taking that Marxist ideology from his country, where he was essentially run out of, and putting it in the WHO to make this one world government.
Right.
As as odd as it sounds, and I know it sounds odd, that they want to create a one world government and that they have the ability to actually pull it off. The fact of the matter is, it does sound odd. It sounds like it's hyperbole, but unfortunately, it's not. They have the ability to pull it off. And when you put everything under the rubric of public health, everything comes under there. Abortion, climate change, borders,
whatever they decide,
medical, anything comes under public health. So go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/WHO. Time is of the essence. We're gaining momentum, but we have to cross the finish line. Send faxes and sign the petitions now. lc.org/WHO.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.